It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Those who want to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell won two key votes in Congress last week. There are still hurdles to changing the law that now bans gays from serving openly in the military, and there are barriers beyond Congress as well. NPR's David Wellnut lays them out for us now.
Just hours after the House of Representatives approved a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell late last week, its members voted on the annual defense policy bill to which the measure had been added.
The bill has passed.
That was perhaps the easiest hurdle to cross for those backing the repeal. The more slow-moving Senate may be another story. The provision was also added last week to the Senate's version of the defense authorization bill, but only at the committee level. Asked when the full Senate might take up that bill, Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin appeared uncertain.
I would hope that we can get this to the floor in the next work period before the August recess, but that's going to be up to our leader.
That would be Majority Leader Harry Reid. Here's what he had to say about bringing up that bill.
Later.
Reid then went through a litany of other legislation already pending in the Senate.
So that's why I say we're going to do the defense authorization bill later. It's something we have to do, and we'll get it done, but it's just I can't give you a definite time.
Reid faces a tough re-election bid next fall and may be reluctant to engage anytime soon in a floor fight that Republicans are promising over Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That policy will be an issue as well in the upcoming confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. She sharply criticized Don't Ask, Don't Tell as dean of Harvard's law school. Brown University congressional expert Wendy Schiller says Democrats have reason to proceed with caution.
That's what they have to figure out. Is this the tagline? Is this what they want voters to know that they're doing over the Memorial Day holiday and the next month, given that there are other issues that to voters seem much more pressing, like immigration and the economy?
There are also hurdles beyond Congress. The Pentagon has to carry out a survey this summer of service members for a study due in December on the impact of a repeal. New Jersey House Democrat Rob Andrews says much will turn on the results of that study.
If after that process, the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff believe that the evidence shows that implementation of the repeal would undercut the readiness or effectiveness of our troops, they will not certify that the policy should be put in effect, and it won't be.
Republicans scoff at the notion that the repeal might not be certified. Here's Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi.
Giving the president and the two military people who are most answerable to him the authority to make this decision and pretend that they might decide against it is a mockery. And it's a fig leaf.
But such certification, says Armed Services Chairman Levin, would not automatically mean gays could serve openly in the military.
Even if we did get the certification, which I hope we do and expect we will, and even if we then say, okay, you've met that test and now it's in your hands, it still requires action by the military to act on their own regulations, their own prohibitions.
Because while Congress may repeal the law forcing the expulsion of openly gay service members, it's stopping short of banning such discrimination in the military. David Wellnut, NPR News, the Capitol.